Welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Emma Watson explains what it means for her to be self-partnered. But would you just look at that fake smile and nervous eyes? Looks like she doesn't like being self-partnered after all. Body language doesn't lie. What I really think it means is that several of her personalities keep her company, as well as her barrel of cats. She's insufferable and can't find a mate, and this is her excuse as to why she's single. Maybe this is why she's messed up. Up next, Jay says that she needs a rich man. But someone asks her, does a rich man need her? Obviously not, and most guys are rich because they are single. A rich man not only doesn't need her, but probably wouldn't want her for more than one night or two of penetration. Many women these days believe that if a man isn't wealthy, then he isn't husband material. That's why most women would rather be single with their career than with the average man these days. Number 3, you don't see many butch female dyke trans men in the men's room now, do you? But what even is this? I can't tell if it's a male or female now, or if it was male or female in the past. This is the closest the trans community has come to creating the character Pat from Saturday Night Live. Whatever this is, they, them are terrifying. Being around this person, it's like Halloween every day of the year. I'm not sure this even qualifies as human. Moving on, Mark Carney, Canada's Prime Minister, says the Canadians have to make sacrifices. Yet he's got hundreds of millions of dollars, flies on private jets, and gets 6-month paid government vacations. Yet he wants you to make a sacrifice. Here's the average Canadian boomer sheep voting for the Liberal Party to keep Carney in power. They believe that everything bad happening to them is Trump's fault, and that Mark Carney has their best interest at heart. Number 5, do any of you guys remember waterbeds and whatever happened to them? I guess people got tired of moving them and having to empty all that water out, or when the damn thing burst or sprung a leak. Then it would ruin your hardwood floors as they got wet and eventually moldy. I remember laying on a couple of them growing up at friends' houses, but I just hated how you would slosh around when you moved. Up next, here's what a woman's tattoo actually makes her look like. I wouldn't smash a woman covered in them, even if you paid me. I enjoy wall art and alleyways as much as the next person, but I don't enjoy it on a human body. She could take off all her clothes, but it would still look like she was wearing something. Even one tattoo is too much. When I first saw women like this in the 90s, I thought they were cool and edgy. Now I think she's going to serve me a drink at Starbucks. Number 7, women are now asking if having a boyfriend is embarrassing. These same women will say, why won't men approach us or even look at us? They want the attention, but they don't want the relationship. Or so they say. But I think this article is propaganda to get women to stop dating entirely. The reason I think that is because this is the author of the article. She probably wants a boyfriend, but is looking to eliminate some of the competition. Moving on, is this guy going to get busy tonight? He says he's been excited and saving up for the date all week. She says she doesn't mind going Dutch, and he says he's not talking about the bill. Obviously, he's been saving his little sailors for tonight, and if she's willing to pay for half, then that's a good sign that she's going to invite him in to deposit in the tunnel of love. A man saving it up for a week is dangerous, and he could blow her head off. Number 9, this woman says that she accidentally used a man's 3-in-1 body wash, and she's already lying for no reason and not taking any accountability. How cute. She thinks she's a Chad. Like one of the top 5% of men that can actually act like jerks and still sleep with women. Those are also the only men that are visible to most women. Also, she's gaslighting us men because women don't take accountability now. But saying that men don't take accountability is just a way to cover their tracks. Up next, most of these top 5% of men are conservative, and that's why liberal women can't help but hook up with Trump supporters. Plus, guys on the right are more masculine and have higher testosterone levels. Women on the left are mostly just smash and dash material for men on the right. Liberal women also want to conquer conservative men and turn him into a liberal. That's been my experience dating women on left. Number 11, Chloe wonders why women won't date a man who isn't a provider, but then cheat on him because he's not spending enough time with her because he's working too much. In an ideal world, women would date a man working for an hour or two a day, making millions of dollars each year, trading a stocks or investing from home, and then spend the rest of the time with her. They want the best of both worlds, male attention and male money. But a very small percentage of men can provide that. Moving on, I'm surprised that Asmund Gold hasn't been canceled for saying that the biggest threat to America is the upper middle class white woman, who imports evil migrants into the country to satisfy her suicidal empathy. It's more than that. Women prefer drama. Importing drug dealers and violent thugs creates that, and also expands their pool of potential male suitors. If the same percentage of female migrants came in to compete for men in the West, then those same upper-class women would suddenly be anti-immigration. Number 13, if you had to pick a number, what would it be? I think that most men would pick number 3. If you're taller than number 1, that would be fine too. Even black men given the choice would never pick number 4. But from what I saw on Next, the majority of men picked either 1 or 3. But the real question is, why do we have to choose? Why can't we just have all of them at the same time? I still like number 3, but drunk in me wants to take number 4 for a ride. Up next, here's another article about women in London wanting woman-only train carriages now. Thousands say that they feel unsafe traveling with men. My question is, what kinds of men? Definitely not those from European stock. It's like London is being turned into India, where they have women-only carriages too. So basically, the UK is unofficially turning into a third world country. But don't expect there to be no women in the regular cars. They'll be in both. Number 15, the feds have removed over 7,200 truck drivers from US highways after they failed their English tests. How were they even allowed in the country if they couldn't speak the language? Maybe now the government should also do Uber and Lyft. It's a start, but a slow start nonetheless. Also, why not beat this problem at the source? Why not arrest the people that hired them or fine them? That would prevent them from hiring more Jeets. Moving on, I'm so tired of women making demands of men without really giving up anything in return. These ones say that men are there to be earning and providing money, and that it's up to women to choose what to do with it. All this after they now make their own money. They take for granted that men will always hand over our attention and resources to them. When we don't, they get the government to hand it over by force through taxation. Unfortunately for them, even Big Daddy government has its limits. Number 17, people in California were promised high-speed rail, and what they got is something that looks like it's straight out of India. I think billions of dollars were spent just on a short 500-yard rail foundation. Gavin Newsom destroyed California with the highest rates of homelessness, and now he wants to be president and do it to the whole country. The Democrats are in bad shape if he's the best chance they have at winning in 4 years. Up next, these are getting ridiculous now. She's 25 with 7 kids and wants a 60-plus gentleman with a $50 million-plus net worth. Who wants this level of chaos in their life? One wealthy man wants to deal with a woman like that that's a mother to 7 Africans when he can go and just order hotties to come over with no strings attached, the way ordinary people order pizza. Isn't AI just grand? Now we can laugh and make fun of the non-existent women and their non-existent Africans. Number 19, here's another one I suspect is fake, but who knows, it could actually be true somewhere out there. This woman gives birth to twins, but each one has a different father. I thought this is impossible, but there's something called heteropaternal superfecundation, where a woman releases 2 eggs in the same cycle. Imagine if a white woman gave birth to both a Caucasian and African child. I'd love to see how she tried to weasel her way out of that one. Moving on, there are 3 types of girls out there. But why do I always seem to get number 3? Just kidding. I think that most women are all 3 depending on the stage of your relationship. The first one is when you're engaged, the second one is when you're newlyweds, and the last one's when you've been married for quite some time. Once you get married, you'll get that face at the bottom for the next 30 years, or until she divorces you. I don't really care though, because I don't like putting my human Kahlua on a woman's face or in her mouth. Number 21, Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas split up after less than 1 year. I didn't even realize they were together. Maybe she found all the men he has locked up in cages in the basement, and it scared the hell out of her. Just kidding. But to be honest, she was probably freaked out by the 25 plus year age difference, and he has a Scientology obsession. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if he threw her out the door because she's old now and recently hit the wall. Up next, here's another super simp. This boy from Delhi gets a tattoo from his girlfriend, but she ends up cheating on him with his father. But on the bright side, he doesn't have to get rid of the tattoo because she's part of the family now. So he tattooed his own stepmother's name onto himself. You should never get a tattoo of someone else's name or face. Hell, you shouldn't get a tattoo, period. The only question I have is, if the dad dies, do the assets go to his son or her? Number 23, what's your first thought of Monica Lewinsky when you see this picture? Now I know why Slick Willie couldn't keep his Slick Willie out of her. She did well for herself and has a net worth of $1.5 million. She made $1 million for her interview with Barbara Walters, and another $500,000 from her story being sold about shuckling the swing-swing of a shitting president. She also aged a lot better than Slick Willie too. Moving on, Cornhub UK visitors are down 77% since the age checks were introduced in July's Online Safety Act. Does that mean that 77% of people are too dumb to know how to use a VPN? Obviously, we know that percentage is most likely using VPNs. It's probably a high percentage. But what I want to know is, who are the 23% of people who've given up their IDs willingly to the Hub and probably other spicy content websites as well? The Hub will probably sell their identity and data to the highest bidder. Probably Mossad. Number 25 and the last one, which profession do you respect the most? I say farmers because they actually produce something. Food. The rest, except lawyers and possibly doctors, depending where you live, are just glorified government employees. Some people say that teachers train people for all professions, so they should be most valued. But I can count on one hand how many good teachers I've had while growing up. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.